From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. In New York, I'm Robert Siegel.
In Washington, I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. In New York City, more than 4,700 people are still missing. The bodies of only a tiny fraction of that number have been found. Health officials are working with families to try to identify those remains. They even say it will be possible, ultimately, to identify the hijackers on the two airliners that crashed into the Twin Towers. NPR's Richard Knox is at an armory in Midtown where many families have gathered. Richard, city medical examiners are working with families. What are they asking them to do?
Well, nobody wants to kill hope. And in fact, the police officers and the chaplain and others in front of this family service center are being very protective of families. But in the last 24 hours or so, they've been asking them to do a couple of things that I think kind of shift the emphasis. One is to fill out a 7-page, very detailed form that would help anybody identify the most fragmentary remains on the basis of scars and pacemakers and prostheses and earlobe shape and tobacco stains and jewelry and other things. They, more recently, they have asked families to begin to collect personal items, toothbrushes, hairbrushes, razors, unwashed clothing, even things like used tissues and cigarette butts, because these might contain traces of DNA that could help match a known person's identity with a fragment of remains.
I don't understand how they might be able to zero in on the hijackers, because obviously it's going to be difficult to get anybody to fill out that kind of form for them, if you could find them.
Indeed, it is. Well, they're not going to be filling out any forms. It is surprising that could be even conceivable, but I guess there's, from the experts, I mean, there's precedent for being able to get that precise about who was on a crashed plane. And in fact, the FBI said today that they're going to be, they are asking families of the murdered pilots and air stewards to provide DNA samples in the hope that they can find out something more about the crimes and how they died. And so they think that they have a good shot at developing that kind of criminal evidence.
The bodies and remains are being taken to morgues around the city. Where is that happening?
I understand that the first repository of remains that are unearthed from the rubble at the City Trade Center is a Brooks Brothers store that was nearby and placed there, and then transferred at the moment to the medical examiner's office up on First Avenue at 29th Street. There are about 10 refrigerator trucks parked on the streets outside and around the medical examiner's office, and that's way more than they need because the process is going so slowly. There is also underway an effort by a federal team to set up a more extensive morgue and laboratory, forensic laboratory, in a very large hangar at LaGuardia Airport. That's not done. They don't know exactly when it will be done, but there apparently is no rush because the process is taking so long.
Thanks very much, Richard.
You're welcome.
NPR's Richard Knox reporting from New York City.